Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my.
Well, it's just me, you, and Mom. Where's your sister? Y'all talk to her?
Mm-hmm. She probably said shit, didn't
she? Yeah, she does. Well, hello there, Miss Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening. Little better.
How are you feeling?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I can barely hear y'all.
How are you feeling?
Huh?
You still can't hear?
Better, that's better right there.
Okay. I was asking, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling much better. Every day is a better day.
All right.
Yeah.
We have Auntie Betty on the line.
Yes, good lady. Good evening.
Good evening.
And also Auntie Janet.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm just
calling you.
Okay, I won't be with you all tonight. This is my last night here. I'm getting ready to go back to Georgia, so y'all be praying for me.
Okay.
And the next night
okay,
I will be in Georgia. Okay, love you much, and I will be
Travel in mercy.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. So, Betty, you want to go ahead and start reading?
Sure. Reading in number 16. And this is when the camp decided to rebel against Moses and Aaron. One day, Korin conspired with Dathan and Abiram, and on all three from the tribe of Reuben to incite a rebellion against Moses. 250 popular leaders, all members of the assembly, were involved. They went to Moses and Aaron and said, We have had enough of your presumptions. You are no better than anyone else. Everyone in Israel has been chosen of the Lord, and he is with us all. What right do you have to put yourself forward, claiming that we must obey you and acting as though you were greater than anyone else among all the people of the Lord? When Moses heard what they were saying, he fell face downward to the ground. Then he said to Korin and to those who was with him, "In the morning, the Lord will show you who are his and who is holy and whom he has chosen as his priest. Do this, you, Korin, and all those with you. Take censers tomorrow and light them and put incense upon them before the Lord, and we will find out whom the Lord has chosen. You are the presumptuous one, your son of Levi." That was the reading out of number 16, 1 through 7. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We did not have any new callers, so we're going to go ahead with the program. I'd like to start with Mother.
You're going to do a prayer.
Let me pray first. Hello.
Well, let me greet. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Now, if you have good news to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Angela, please.
Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gifts that you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that your love will live amongst us. We thank you because your promise to us is that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. So, Lord, we welcome you amongst us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts, Lord, so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, well, go ahead and get started. We'll start with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Deuteronomy 26:1-11, and the subject says the fullness of stewardship. In Deuteronomy 26, Moses instructed Israel to possess the offering of the first fruit to the sanctuary priest. Moses also instructed Israel about presenting the tithe in the third year. This was a reminder to Israel that they should keep giving back to the God who had done so much for them. The first fruit is a powerful symbol calling us to give God his portion off the top. Record generous give is an act of worship, a tangible expression of personal thanksgiving, and a knowledge of his graciousness. It is the recognition that all things come to be, O Lord, and of thy own have we given thee. This issue for the Israelite was the stewardship of all God's good gifts. Similarly, we read that for the New Testament church, every good and perfect gift is from above, come down from the Father of the heavenly light. James 1:17, having received perfect gift from God, we have been made stewards of these things, 1 Corinthians 4:2. The expression of stewardship in all its fullness involves giving, worship, and witness. The practice of that stewardship requires total personal bond, abandonment to God. This is why Paul said in Rome, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, are offering your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Hubert.
We come to you from Proverbs 24, verse 23. I'll be coming to you from Proverbs 24, verse 23 to 34. These also are the saying of the wise. To show partiality and judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, you are innocent, people will curse him and nation denounce him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause or use your lips to deceive. Do not say, I do to him as he done to me. I pay that man back for what he did. I went past the field of the sluggard, past the vineyards of the man who lacked judgment. Thorns had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone wall was in ruin. I applied my heart to what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next we have Loretta.
Okay, let's see. I'm coming out of the upper room, and the reading is out of Psalms 91, and it's saying knowing God. We can truly say that God is the only one on whom we can depend on. When everyone leaves, God is with us. Though we go through hard times, we can rest assured that God is with us. Even Jesus felt abandoned on the cross. He knows how we feel and is our great comforter. And out of Matthew 28, Jesus said, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, my brother. Next we'll have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heaven. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heaven. And ye water that be above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they was created. He has also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragon, and all deep, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfill his word. Mountain, all the hill, fruitful trees, and all the cedar, beasts of all cattle, creeping things, and flying fowl. King of the earth, and all the people, prince of all the judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. All righty. Next we have Auntie Dawn.
Yes. I'm reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 5 through 12. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servant, for Jesus' sake, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, may his light shine in our heart to give us the light of the knowledge of God. Glory is placed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure and jar of clay to show that this all surpassed power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Prosecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive will always be given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out, Chief Di. That concludes our first round. We'll go ahead and turn it over to Loretta.
Okay. Let's see, before we go into our, excuse me, our prayer for the sick and shut-in, let's have a moment of silence for our loved one, Uncle Champ Lakeler. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. He was the husband of the baby girl of the family, Auntie Wally Lakeler. And may God continue to bless the Lakeler family during their time of grievance.
Amen.
I am happy to say that the last time that I saw Uncle Champ, he was with conversation and laughter, and that will always be in my memory of him. He will truly be missed. May God rest his soul. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones. Father God, for your words say that prayer by faith shall heal the sick and shut in. And Father God, we come to you today in faith, asking that you heal our sick and shut in from every sickness, from every disease, and from every illness. And we thank you, for we receive our healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you for that. Thank you for that prayer. Next, we will acknowledge our birthdays for June 10th through June 16th. Are there any birthdays? I have a Luke's birthday on the 11th. And Reverend Allen celebrated it, would have celebrated that birthday on June 10th, guys.
On the what?
On the 10th today.
Oh, today.
Yeah. That's all that I showed. Amen. All right. Hubert, would you do us the honor of singing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for singing that beautiful song, Hubert. Thank you very much. All righty, let's do a second round. Do you have any testimony at home or song or just more verses you would like to share? Just do so. If you don't, just say pass. I'd like to start off with Loretta.
Okay, I have a poem I would like to share by John Frederick Zern, and the title is Faith, Hope, and Love. Faith is my treasure that glitters like gold. It fills up my heart and runs through my soul. Though worries surround me, oh God, I will wait. Despair and confusion will soon pass away. Hope springs eternal behind all my cares. Though I feel sadness, I know God is aware. I wait for his guidance and look for his signs above and below, in front and behind. Love is my teacher beyond what I see. God in his mercy won't forget me. Though troubles abound and fills me with fear, soon comes tomorrow, and then God appears. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful poem, Loretta. Next we have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be reading from Psalm 102. Verses 25 to 28. In the beginning you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servant will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 119, 105 to 112. And the subject is the guiding power of the word. Regardless of the condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance. As a lamp and a light, his word is sufficient to direct us toward himself. God has given us his word for guidance. Since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in the dark world, we can make choices that determine the internal destiny of our soul. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In John 1:1-2, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the summit, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternally with God. Let us be so guided by the word that we will stay on the path that lead to eternal life and peace. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. We have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a verse of a song.
Amen.
All right.
God has smile on me, he has set me free. God has smile on me, and he's been good to me. God has smile on me. to me. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, Aretha.
Okay. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I'll go next, and I'll just say a few words.
No, that table there. You don't go ahead and tell.
Okay. And the title is Faith. To have faith is to deny logic. It takes faith to think positively. It takes faith to believe that there is a loving God who cares deeply about our pain. To believe in life, universe, or yourself after numerous failures is to have courage. Faith is an act of courage. It is choosing to wake up in the morning and face our fears and believe that God will help us. Faith is choosing to believe that even though we may have failed 100 times before, that we can succeed the next time. When you're going through the life's valleys and you think there's no way out, you're not the first to feel this way. There's hope without a doubt. Amen?
Amen.
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 Next we have Auntie Dunn.
I pay.
All right. Okay, well, that concludes our second round and the program. Does anyone have anything to say before I do the closing?
I would like to say Happy Father Day to all the fathers out there.
Amen.
Next
Sunday.
Yeah. Probably won't be on.
Yeah. What?
Next Sunday, Loretta.
Next Sunday, they said, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. They've even had their day before we get online now.
That's right.
That's
maybe
true.
Not in Phoenix.
No, but I thought you were thinking like me. I was thinking it was this Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, Eastern time, they've even had their celebration by the time we get online.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's why I did a shout out to all the fathers.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead with the closing prayer. As we gather here in the heart of your safety, Lord, we thank you for fellowship and family. We ask that you would strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace, so that as we journey onward, we would pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our souls would catch the wind of your spirit, Lord, so that we would take your promises to all the earth. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and continue to bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And may God continue to lead and guide you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week.
Night. Be blessed.
Good night.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I gotta take me a nap.
Do it.